Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch in hour number two. It is Ian here with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls, and then Mark's got an email he wants to share with us. First, we go to Jeff in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call up and, you know, kind of change the topic a little bit. But first, let me make a statement about what you guys were talking about. I personally think with anybody with a high school diploma, with a basic, studies, you know, basic high school diploma, I think that anyone with a high school diploma can be successful because it basically comes down to this. If something Zig Ziglar said a long time ago, knowledge plus common sense always equals success. So if anybody can, you know, study about a certain topic, you know, whatever knowledge, whatever they want to get into, if you have the knowledge about something, information, and you can apply common sense to that, you can be successful at it. But I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, I think Zig Ziglar, anything he says, I have all his little quotes are awesome, and his work is well worth consuming as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, but in any event, the reason I called up about a topic that was a hot topic at one time and, you know, kind of got a hassle over a little bit, but I want to talk about government pedophiles. And
oh, boy.
Yeah, a long time ago, well, it's still going on, but a former senator, now this is all documented, former Senator John DeCamp of Nebraska went public, and a bunch of people, well, a few people got arrested about it anyways. There was the child sex ring that was operating in Washington, D.C., and they were flying children from the Nebraska orphanages, providing children to politicians, diplomats, and others for sex.
Wow.
And there's a video called Conspiracy of Silence that was supposed to air on the Discovery Channel years ago, but then some politicians, you know, people in Congress didn't want to be exposed, and they threatened the cable industry, and they threatened the Discovery Channel not to broadcast it. You can do a Google search and type in Conspiracy of Silence and watch the video. But not only that, I mean, it gets deeper. There were CIA child sex rings that are still operating. And then not only that, DynCorp, which is a government contractor, has been involved in child slavery and child sex in other countries. And this was all documented. Senator, or actually Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney exposed that on the House floor in one of her speeches. And I just wanted to say that, you know, this has been going on for decades, and of course, how this works.
It'll probably keep going on, Jeff.
This is how it works.
You don't believe it, Mark?
I don't believe it.
No, I don't.
Because I just don't think that there's, for one.
You don't think people in search of power would use their positions of power to get their
jobs? This is how it works, guys. Let me say
this. Yes, I do believe they would. They would do that. They would try to get what they wanted. However, I don't think that. I think that the desire, the sexual desire for children, is a relatively rare thing. Children. I don't mean teenagers. And I think that the vast majority of people find it disgusting and reprehensible, and therefore, when people in Washington, most of them found out about it, that they would go public as hell with this.
Well, see, this is how it works. They get the politicians involved in it, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a child. They can provide a woman or a man, for that matter, for sex, and then how it works is the CIA then uses that information to blackmail the politicians into doing what they want. And you can go to myspace.com/DJBlazeBlog. Yeah, I got a MySpace now.
Excellent. Mark, I didn't know you had a new advertiser.
Yeah, myspace.com.
All right, no, one plug enough.
Yeah.
Be good.
So,
now, these allegations have been around for a while, and I did actually, I think at one time, go to look for that video, and it is out there.
There was even people murdered over this. A couple of people, well, they said that they committed suicide, but
I have to say, it's totally believable. Jeff, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I think if you believe this, it shows just how deep and twisted your hatred is for the government.
No, I think that what you don't understand, Mark, is how people, you know, how this world really works. And that is that it's not all prim and proper. It's not all flowers and safety. You know, what you'll find is that in reality, the football coach really is trying to get with the cheerleaders. You know, in the real world, the politicians really are a bunch of perverts using their positions of influence and using their positions of power to get their jollies and get their rocks off. They're probably not all pedophiles. I mean, that's probably not likely, but some of them likely are, and there's some interesting allegations out there about it.
I'd like to point out that a cursory glance at Wikipedia looking for this case that this man was referring to states that there was a grand jury convened in 1990 to investigate the allegations, and the grand jury threw it out, labeling the charges a carefully crafted hoax scripted by a person or persons with considerable knowledge of the people and institutions of Omaha, and that's it.
I think that what you've seen in the past few years is kind of an indicator of exactly how deep this kind of thing can go. You've had
then
that,
why did they get the guy that that was IMing 14-year-old boy male pages or whatever? I can't remember even his name off the top of my head. Why did they go after him so?
He probably stepped across a line.
Yeah.
He probably crossed somebody, and they went after
it's
him.
It's just paranoid, Ian. It's just paranoid.
Well, how do you explain the fact that he was making moves on his pages, his congressional pages?
He likes young boys.
There's at least one then, Mark, right?
I don't know. Ian, I wouldn't propose for a second that there's not, I'll go crazy and say 5% of politicians like young people. And by the way, that's not children. Those are post-adolescent boys.
Mm-hmm.
That 5% of politicians could possibly like children. Well, then I think that the other 95% would be so appalled that somebody's going to step forward and say something. And if it's not the politicians, one of the bureaucrats, these people have children, my friend. Nobody likes this crap. Nobody likes it. It's paranoid kookery.
You think that they would just tell everybody that they're doing these things? How would they know? How would the other people find out about it?
They're using the CIA to capture the kids and bring them there.
I don't know if that part is true, but I believe that absolutely.
From orphanages in Nebraska.
I believe absolutely that people who are in search of power and people who achieve power use that for ends that most people would find abhorrent and repugnant.
I think that the use of power in and of itself is abhorrent and repugnant.
We know the government has been involved. Government people have been involved in things like drug dealing before, so why is it so unbelievable that they'd be involved in child sex?
Sorry.
They're both prohibited products and services. You think that they're happy to deal drugs, but they'll stay away from little boys?
There may very well be a politician or two out there doing that. There is not a system. Is not
I don't know
systemic.
What there is. I don't presume to know that. I haven't done the digging that Jeff has done. I haven't seen this Discovery Channel special. So I did say I looked for it, and I did find it. They didn't take the time to actually watch it. But if you want to chime in on this, you're welcome to at 800-259-9231. Mark's just, he's in a system of a state of disbelief over this, and I'm just saying it's totally possible and totally
Jason,
believable.
What do you think?
It's definitely possible, and I don't believe it.
800-259-9231. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, the raid on the Liberty Dollar was intended to stop people from using real money, silver money, as money. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep,
the problem is, soldiers are taught how to survive in the wilderness, so they know how to do it before they have to. Because if you get like Scott O'Grady shot down in over enemy territory, mm-hmm. and then you have to learn how to survive in the wilderness, that's not a good time to start learning.
No, that's not the time to take the class.
Likewise, when it comes to using silver as money, we need to be already in practice and up to speed with it, so that when we look in the book here and it says, mercury dimes, it says here, contains 0.07234 ounce of silver each one. That's the mint specification. But after they've been in circulation for a while, instead of $1,000 face value being 723 troy ounces, it's really more like 715 troy ounces. We need to have the math already there. And the way to put these into circulation and get some experience with these is to use them as tips and to drop mercury dimes and Franklin half dollars and such in the collection basket.
The more silver you can use in society, I think the better we'll be off. Thank you, Tom. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is April 6th.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Dr. Peck was a psychiatrist in the 80s when he noticed the phenomenon and made the discovery. Discovery, you might say, of people's life journey. He discovered that the people, his patients, who came to him as what he called believers, eventually left him as unbelievers. And that the people who came to him as unbelievers likewise eventually left as believers. That's when he wrote his book, a past bestseller, The Road Less Traveled, addressing the stages of life people travel through. There are stages, and since his discovery in writing, it's been discovered there are four main stages, and you are in one of them right now. Which one? Which one determines where you are in life's journey? And then there is the fifth stage. Ah, but beware. Beware what happens when you get two stages removed or ahead of the masses. What happens, and what are those stages, and which one are you in? For the rest of that untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com and find out. That's AnotherUntoldStory.com. It's quite a story.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy them, including the updates. Get signed up. We will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
www.freetalklive.com. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables, showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person. KnobCreekRange.com. To learn more, that's KnobCreekRange.com. We'll continue with the phone calls in just a moment here, but I want to make something clear, Mark, because you incredulously looked at me during the break and you said, you don't really believe that there's a child sex ring in Washington, D.C. Look, I don't know what's going on in Washington, D.C. I don't purport to know. I have not done any research on this topic, nor would it really matter to me that much.
Well, Occam's razor would say that if that it would be unlikely, you know, that take the most likely circumstances, and that's probably it. And the most likely circumstances is politicians are not using.
I don't think that you can say anything about these people. They are a very special type of person. The type of person who is attracted to a position like that is very likely to want to use that position to do things that most people would not be able to get away with, but he or she would because they are in that special position. All I'm saying is the claims are believable. I don't think anybody should spend any significant amount of time researching those claims or try to spread the word, just like the conspiracy theorists like to spread their word about whatever it is their issues are. I just find it interesting, and, you know, you looked at the Wikipedia article, Jason, a moment ago, and I'm looking at the same thing here. And, you know, the allegations were made in the Washington Times and the New York Times. So at least you could say, Mark, that there are some credible sources here. And the grand jury, yes, they did decide this was a carefully crafted hoax. Of course, they failed to identify the perpetrators of said hoax. And, you know, if you believe that the government's all for the government, then, you know, one could very easily say that there could have been some shenanigans behind the scenes with that grand jury trail. I don't know what was going on, and I don't purport to know, but the allegations made the front page of the Washington Times in 1989. The headline was Homosexual Prostitution Inquiry Ensnares VIPs with Reagan and Bush.
That's because, you know, it's an inquiry. They were doing an inquiry. Of course, that's news. But I'm sorry.
They alleged that key officials of the administrations were connected to an elaborate male prostitution ring and reported that two of these prostitutes even entered the White House late at night. The allegations included, among other things, the abduction and use of minors for sexual perversion.
Right. They alleged it, and then they said it was a carefully crafted hoax. Now,
what the grand jury said, but what do they know?
They were the ones that got to see the evidence. Do I think the juries can be twisted? Sure, I do. But the appetite for small children is not very prevalent in society, period. It's really uncommon. And just because a politician would use their power for sex, and I believe they would, I know I would, I can tell you, if it came down to it, you know, and I had that kind of power, I would probably use it for whatever means that it was that I wanted. Money and sex, those seem pretty high on the list of things that I like. But why would a person get into politics in order to get a hold of kids? I can see why they would get into scoutmastering. I can see why they would get into Little League. I can see why they would get into daycare. I cannot, however, see any correlation at all for a person who is that motivated for sex with small children to be in politics.
Maybe they just know that they'd be immune from prosecution.
Reason, my friend.
Reason tells me that people that are in search of power are sick effers, and they're willing to do sick things like that. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Brent in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brent. Brent in Michigan.
How you doing, guys?
Hello.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to point out a few things about this the Franklin cover-up. That was an actual front page of the New York Times, or Washington, whatever newspaper it was.
Washington Times.
Right, they had the credit card receipts. They were definitely underage kids, not necessarily small children. They were homosexual, 14, 15, 16-year-olds. But I encourage your listeners to check out Kay Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S, her interviews. Fascinating stuff.
What? And can you give us the executive summary for those of us that, you know, don't have time to do that?
Her husband was a Colonel George Griggs, and basically you've heard of the old tail hook scandal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something about that. I mean, it's there's like 3 hours of interviews, but they're all cut up. You can watch as many as you want. And I just say there's more to it than what meets the eye. And these guys, well, like after 9/11, Interpol furnished a list of 5,000 child pornographers to the U.S. government. You know, when they opened up the extra surveillance activity, and it turned out 3,500 of these individuals worked with children. And that's what you find is pedophiles tend to put themselves in a position where they can,
I believe
you know,
that.
There's
I mean,
no
that's
doubt
what they
about
do.
That. But Mark is suggesting that being a politician doesn't necessarily put you in that position.
Right. Well,
no,
not
at all.
It doesn't put you in a position where you have access to children on a daily basis like so many other positions do.
Right.
Any thoughts there,
but, definitely, just the fact that they can blackmail someone who's involved in that. You know, I'm just saying, people need to take another look at this. In Florida alone, there are like 3,000 children that the Child Protective Services cannot account for.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And, you know, check out the Arabs. I mean, the Arabs are buying these kids. You know, a lot of these girls
why,
come now up
now, why would the Arabs, just out of curiosity, why would the Arabs buy kids from the United States when kids from, say, Russia would be less trackable and easier to get a hold of and less, far, far, far less dangerous? Kids from, and I'm just assuming you have an appetite for white children. What about, you know, Southeast Asia? Dear God, it's got to be easy to pick up
oh,
kids
sure.
there.
Hey, sure.
You can go to Mexico and
sure,
buy
is,
one. Or more importantly,
it's going on everywhere. It's the proliferation is terrible. I mean, look at Tom Foley. I mean, he's sure he's an example of a dumb pedophile who just got a little crazy. And I mean, he was actually busted by the Department of Homeland Security.
Tom Foley. I don't. That name doesn't ring a bell. What was his story?
Wasn't that the guy with the pages?
Was it Foley?
He was the. United States ambassador to Ireland,
senator and. In Washington State.
He was the ambassador to Ireland, you said?
Yeah, he's held a lot of positions over the years.
And what did he get busted for?
He's the one who was instant messaging his pages. And, you know, basically he would hit on anybody he felt was homosexual. And you know, whatever people want to do is fine. But this kid was young, you know.
Right. Thank you for the call tonight, Brent. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So maybe the fact is, Mark, that what we're dealing with in this story is that the allegations are calling it a child sex ring, but maybe what they mean by that is a teenage boy sex ring. You know what I mean? Maybe because people call pedophiles, you can be labeled a pedophile if you like a 14-year-old boy, even though that's not accurate. It's just in society, people label this pedophile in with an amphibiophile, which is someone who likes teenagers.
It certainly makes it more realistic.
More believable for you?
I'm not saying I believe it.
Politicians would abuse their positions of power?
More realistic.
Because they are definitely in touch with teenage pages at fairly frequent occasions.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Does your company need a new facility? I'm about to tell you something you might not believe, something the conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save a surprising amount in both time and money with a new premium quality building. How? talk with Anthem Steel about a pre-engineered steel building. For valuable free information, just call 1-800-771-1868. Not only does an Anthem Steel building save you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stone, or stucco. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies don't want you to know. But if you're on the verge of building a new space, choose a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel and put all that extra time and money where it belongs, back into your business. For valuable free information, call 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868. 1-800-771-1868.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo. To prove they listen to the show, just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster and forever, and then check out notfatanymore.com.
Let's go to your...
You're not going
to
sing the jingle this time?
Notfatanymore.com.
There we go.
Yeah, you did it, though, right, Jason?
I did. I'm still on it. Well, I took a 2 weeks off for traveling and stuff, but I did. I lost about 30 pounds in a month.
I have to say, you looked a little more slender when I saw you walk up for the first time.
Working on it. Hoping by Porkfest I'll be looking good for the ladies.
Very cool. Let's go to your phone call. Steve in Corona, California, listening on KCAA. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
In regards to the child rings, the kidnapping and that, who you might want to listen up on, and I've seen a couple of deals, but 10 years ago plus, I went to one of these talks, and former head of the FBI at the Los Angeles office, Ted Gunderson, had followed up on these investigations of these child porn rings and that, as well as the kidnapping done by government officials and that, and he was all over this subject matter, and it was something he'd never investigated up until he got involved after the McMartin pretrial the deal of the preschool that the kids were, you know, talking of, they'd been taken down into tunnels and all kinds of foul things done to them and that. And it all got dismissed as these kids were hallucinating and making stories up on that.
Yeah.
And he hired a professional archaeologist, and they dug, and they found the tunnels under the building, and they'd been bought by somebody else and that, and then it was going to be
Before you go any farther, wasn't the McMartin preschool case in Florida, down South Florida?
No, it was right up here in South Bay of Southern California here, over
towards
the...
I'm thinking of a different case then, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, Janet, yeah. And Janet Reno did not prosecute that, is that correct?
No, this is back. Oh, geez.
Now, is this different from the Franklin case? Is this a California case?
This was a California case of the grandmother. I'm trying to remember her name, and the grandson that were involved, and they ran a preschool over here, like Redondo Beach area,
mm-hmm.
and these, you know, just dozens of kids that were all saying pretty much the same thing, and you know, it was a long drawn out deal.
And what were the allegations? The kids were alleging that they were touched by whom?
Just various people, not just the teacher and the grandson, although there's a lot of allegations against the grandson, but descriptions of other people. I mean, the stories just ran so wild and vivid, and they're just dismissing it as, you know, these kids are all whack, but they're all telling the same thing. And
kids have certainly been known to make up some stories, but nonetheless, it's also, I think, easier for people to look at a story like that and just dismiss it out of hand because it seems so unbelievable, because it seems so awful. I imagine many people, when they first started hearing about the stories of the Catholic priests touching and molesting the kids in their churches, I imagine they brushed that off too, because, well we know Father Johansson, and he's a good man, and he would never do something like that.
I mean, where does a four-year-old child learn in such numbers? I mean, all of these kids, where are they going to learn about pornography, devil worship, this touchy-feely stuff going on? I mean, this thing ran wild.
Where was it? What was the case called again?
The McMartin pretrial. Is what it ran into.
All of it, I think, are very interesting allegations. You know, I don't recommend anybody spend significant time looking into it because, again, it comes back to the issue of kind of conspiracy theories. You know, what can you do about it? Not much, because obviously, even if the even if there was some really good evidence out there, people don't want to believe that things like that go on, and you can hear that right here.
The problem being is that, I mean, the media control and that, and my whole thing is that, you know, where does credibility pick up? And if you've got a former investigator, a former head of the FBI, and he suddenly decides, you know, I'm going to look into this thing, he was asked, and he starts looking into it, and he starts finding evidence, what does that tell you? I mean, what has this guy got to gain by going out on a limb of saying, well, I'm going to believe these little kids? He runs the risk of looking like a nutcase.
That much is true. Great call. Thanks for making it. Appreciate
thanks.
It. 800-259-9231.
Well,
he also has the possibility of making a big name for himself.
Yeah, sell a book or two.
And you know, in the case of the Miami, the child sex ring that was going on, the Janet Reno prosecuted, they found out to be completely fabricated. Police officer Grant Snowden, who spent 11 years in Florida prisons until the court finally overturned his conviction. So
there was another case in Miami?
Yeah, it's crap. I'm sorry. There is not. It's just the likelihood of a satanic cult out there molesting your child is so minimal.
Oh, I don't know about the satanic cult allegations, but I believe that there are some sickos out there.
I think that it's overblown how many people how people believe it. Children are molested. I'm not saying that I think that in every case that this isn't so. But if somebody molests a child. It's their uncle, it's their stepfather, it's their mother, it's somebody in their family.
Or their priest.
A stranger, very unlikely. Very, very unlikely. Can't say it's never happened. Certainly it has. But, you know, let's not see boogeymen around every bush. Here.
Laura is on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Laura. Ladies first.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I love listening to you guys. Hey, I wanted to make a comment about that McMartin preschool case out in California.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my understanding of the situation by having heard another report on it. A lot of the children are adults, and they have come forward and stated that they were led by the psychologist that was working for the district attorney's office into saying a bunch of those things.
Mm.
And a lot of them have come forward as adults. Now, this was a woman and her son. The son was 21 years old. They had a pretty good-sized preschool going.
Mm-hmm.
They had other people working in there. And, you know, I don't know about the other end of it, where there was tunnels or anything like that. But what I do know is when the home was searched, or the preschool was searched, it was these people's private home that they were running the preschool in.
Right.
And they found a Playboy magazine and a pair of women's panties in the bedroom of the 21-year-old son, and that is what they based that entire case on.
So why were they going after these people? Why was the district attorney, why did he have such a hard-on, so to speak, for these particular individuals? What was
well, you know, I can't really say. This has been many years since I heard about this, but it seemed like there was certainly an agenda going on as far as trying to prosecute these people.
Definitely.
And it destroyed their lives. I mean, it completely destroyed the lives of every person that was involved in it.
Oh, that's tragic.
Well, and what was worse is the mother, her name was Virginia McMartin, and her son, I can't remember what his name was. He was the 21-year-old. But I don't know if it started out with a preschooler going home and making up stuff because they'd seen their parents involved in sex. I don't remember what the beginning of it was.
But then the prosecutor decided he was going to make a big name for himself, and he started making stuff up, basically.
It turned into a witch hunt, literally, okay? And they claimed that all these people were involved in satanic ritual abuse, and, I mean, it just completely destroyed the lives of every person that DA's office encountered. And as far as I know, after it was finally all over with, the woman and her son both have lived in seclusion for more than 2 decades.
I believe it.
Completely back in the woods, away from everybody, because it totally destroyed their lives.
Thank you for the call, and I appreciate you updating on this, Laura. 800-259-9231.
You see how you've changed your tune? When it's politicians, you believe it out of hand that they're doing this. However, when it's
Politicians are scum of the earth.
When it's two people who you have no references on whatever, you don't know anything about the story, you immediately assume that it's not true. You assume that people who are engaged in, you know, the free market are good, and people that are engaged in politics are bad.
Pretty much true.
And this kind of hatred, this kind of blind hatred, is what makes you incredible.
No, there's no blind hatred. I hate politicians for good reasons.
Yep, they're scum.
But you think
this happens time after time, Mark. These prosecutors, they need to get reelected. Their job is on the line, so they come up with these ridiculous stories with suspects that don't have people that will come up to defend them.
I don't believe the story. I don't believe it for a second. I also don't believe that the politicians have some kind of sex ring where they take little boys into Washington and molest them.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system and the archives and all of it. We give it away, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go and buy some stuff at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. You can buy virtually anything, 41 categories to shop in, new items, used items even. Whatever you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you start your shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, fellas. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was wanting to talk about something. Kind of caught me in the middle of something, but okay. Are you still there?
You called us.
Hate to disturb you, Jeremy.
Pull your pants up and talk to us for a moment.
Oh, I think he accidentally hung up the phone.
Is he gone?
I'm here.
He's just having a little too much drink tonight.
Hello.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, sorry about that, guys.
All right, get her done. What'd you call for?
Oh, I was calling to say, one night I was on hold for you guys, and all of a sudden two cops come marching up my driveway. Evidently someone had thought it was a good April Fool's joke to pretend they was me and have the cops come over here. If they're listening, I just want to tell them I don't find it very funny.
We don't either, Jeremy. It wasn't me, Jeremy.
And I don't want them at my house, really. I mean, unless I really need them, like someone's breaking out windows or something.
Then so what else is going on, Jeremy? What else do you have to share with us tonight?
Looks like I'm fixing to be getting a lot better place.
You're moving on, moving up in the world. Excellent.
Moving up somewhere. I don't know where, but...
Now, that's kind of a problem. You kind of have to know where it is you want to go in order to get there in the first place, Jeremy. Probably, you might want to consider actually having a plan for your life. It really helps. That's kind of what we were talking about earlier.
I do have a plan. I just don't want to share it on air.
Then why'd you call?
He's drunk. He
why not? I mean,
thanks for the call, Ty. I do appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Rhonda in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Rhonda?
That sounded like a click to me.
Rhonda going once, going twice?
Hello.
Hello, there she is.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Good.
I was just listening to your discussion there. I wondered if either one of you had heard about what happened down at the Texas Youth Center. Was last year, I think.
The Texas Youth Center.
Oh,
I
man,
know.
I do remember this sort of in the news.
What happened?
Yeah, evidently they was... prostituting children out of there at night and beating them and drugging them, and the people that ran the place, they called themselves the Untouchables. And a Texas Ranger had tried to get some justice done for a long time. They finally took it to the media, and they ended up firing everybody there to make them reapply again. Most of them had criminal backgrounds, but I don't know if people are aware, but these of course, you know, there's a time and a place for everything, and if a child's actually being abused, then, you know, somebody should step in. But CPS basically is getting grant money to run around and take people's children away from them, you know, and they'll come up with any good excuse. And then they put them in these hell holes like the Texas Youth Center and rape them and drug them. One poor kid was in there for 6 years for breaking a window out.
Mm. So is the government running the Texas Youth Center, the Texas government?
Well, I'm sure it's a government state agency, don't you?
That's what
you?
It sounds like. I wasn't sure. I figured I'd ask you. You might know better than I
do. Yeah,
know.
It's a state-run agency, and that's the problem, see, you know, is these people that get in positions of power, you say, what can it benefit them? My gosh, look at the money that's being made. You know, you create a problem, and then you say, oh, gosh, we need more money to take care of it. They're taking babies away from people, and, you know, it used to just be the lower class. You know, but and like your other guest or your other caller spoke before, I mean, you say why wouldn't they just go get some other baby in Somalia or something? Because from what I understand from my research is there's a premium on white children,
white kids.
Well, but I did mention in that particular instance, I asked about Croatia or Russia or one of these other places where the kids are white.
Yeah, but then you got to get them into the country. I mean, as far as the action going on here in America, it'd probably be easier to pick them up
from
the government services.
The Texas Youth Center one, as I recall, and I'm a little fuzzy on it, but that they were drugging the kids in order to keep them, you know, complacent, and they were the members of the staff were having sex with the kids, and certainly other kids were having sex with kids. But I don't remember any part about prostitution in that story that I read.
Well, that's I did read that. And what really amazed me, gentlemen, was how little publicity it got.
Hmm.
You know, why would
the
where
media
was all,
be all over that?
Absolutely. That just tells you, who are they protecting?
I don't know. That's a little too conspiratorial for me. I don't know what the excuse is for that. Perhaps they just thought it was too icky for their audiences. That might have simply been it, too adult for the mainstream audience. That's just a speculation on my part. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Now, of course, that story doesn't allege any politician's involvement, but nonetheless, interesting that she brought it up because it is something worth talking about when it comes to abusing children, and that is that the government's child protective service organizations in the various different states around the country have time after time been found to be involved. That some of the individuals that work for those CPS organizations have found to be involved in some really sick stuff.
Now, I certainly wouldn't disagree with this. I think that Child Protective Services is, on top, a complacent agency that, you know, does little good. And sure, they do some good in some cases, but, you know, a lot of times they just mess up families. And I think that many of the people that are in it probably some of the people in it would want to use their power to, you know, get whatever they can out of the deal, and some of those people would want sex with kids.
Well, there was that guy in Florida.
Systemic is the term that I've been pounding on here.
One of the administrators, I think it was one of the administrators in Florida for Child Protective Services there, or DCF, or whatever it is they call it. Wasn't he caught looking into meeting some little boy on the internet and then killed himself?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was at the top of the organization.
Not systemic.
If you look at how the scum sort of rises to the top in government, I think that makes a point to what I was saying earlier, that it's likely that some of these politicians are involved. To what extent, I don't know. How many of them? Hard to say. Does it matter? Can we change those things? No. We just have to get rid of government and have a voluntary society, and then these people won't have power over other people's lives anymore. Whatever it is they're doing, it's bad news. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Lee in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee.
Hello.
What's on your mind, Lee?
When I was in high school, we moved to another state from Montana, and I kept hearing stories about this one judge, and a couple guys got MIPs after a football game. And
MIP?
Minor in possession.
Gotcha.
And that's what they called him then. I don't know what they call him now. Mm-hmm. You're in trouble, kid. Anyway, don't go into the back room with Judge so-and-so.
Oh, boy.
And wow. I said, why? They said, well, we call him Stump. I said, why do you call him Stump? So they told me the joke. I'm sure you've heard the joke. If not,
is it radio friendly?
No, if you go camping and you woke up after you got drunk that night, woke up over a stump, would you tell anybody?
Hmm.
And if you go, no. Hey, you want to go camping?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the joke. Good high school joke. But anyway, the 3-4 years later when I moved back, it was still going on. Make you a little deal. You get a little MIP, come in the back office, we have a little talk.
Mm.
You're all good.
There's no way that stuff will ever come
out. Dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people knew this.
Right. And those stories, they stay underground. People talk amongst themselves, but nothing can ever really be done about it because these are people in positions of power, and they're virtually unassailable.
Right. That's right. He was the J. Edgar Hoover of the neighborhood was what it amounted to. He had files on everybody. If you want to bring out dirt on me, I got more on you, and yuck.
Mm.
So it goes on that way, I know that, but
I can totally see what you're talking about here, Lee.
When Lee calls in, it's believable.
Right. Because
I like Lee.
There you go.
You
got to figure it out, Mark.
Now, Lee, what we're talking about here, it seems clear to me, is that, the judge has got some files on the police chief and a couple of the upper ranks of the police department. May not be anything big or important, but I'm sure their wives would like to know. And, therefore, no cop on his own can go out and run an investigation to do this, much they might like to do that, because their bosses will get their can their butt.
Well, thank you for the call, Lee. And you know what? Who knows what the cops are doing that the judge has the dirt on? What's the dirt that he's
got on
the cops?
Not every cop is dirty.
No, not every one of them is, but there are plenty of them.
Yeah,
on the way.
And the ones that aren't would love to catch this judge.
And the ones that are at the top are always the dirtiest, like the sheriff. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
Want to know?